Hey guys, it's the 16th of January, and remember that today is Friday and we do this 5 days a week, so use the weekend if you get behind. Don't get discouraged, you can do this.
We will be spending our time here in John chapter 2, and this is the first public miracle that Jesus does according to John's gospel. And it's interesting, in John chapter 2, Jesus does really two main things. The first part of John chapter 2, Jesus changes water into wine. So he has an act of mercy or kindness that he does that he didn't have to do. And then at the end of the chapter, Jesus clears the temple court. So Jesus has an act of righteous anger. So two very different accounts of what Jesus is doing here. We're going to focus on the first. Jesus clears the temple courts more than once, actually. You'll see that at the end of the Gospels. So this thing of Jesus changing the water into the wine, let's go ahead and just read together the first 11 verses. On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. So this is Jesus's hometown area. So Galilee, kind of the county we could look at. He was from Nazareth. Cana was another town in Galilee. His mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus's mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied. "My hour has not yet come." Now let's stop there for a second. Does this sound like Jesus is really getting on Mary here? Is he really getting after her? Doesn't that sound disrespectful? Well, it's really not a great translation in when it comes to how we would interpret somebody calling someone woman. If I looked at my wife and I said, "Woman," I don't know that she would take that very well, unless, of course, I was joking. And even I got to be careful if I'm joking about talking like that. So it's different with Jesus. In fact, we see Jesus do the same exact thing clear at the end of the Gospels when he's on the cross and he looks down at Mary and he calls her woman. So don't put too much into thinking that was disrespect. His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." So his mom's saying, "Well, Jesus, here we go." Nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. So there's a lot of substance here in these ceremonial washing jars. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now." What Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Now let's look at this. Mary was concerned that there was going to be embarrassment for the groom, because to run out of wine was a huge embarrassing insult to the guests. Something I want to point out here is that we serve, and this is a great example, we serve a God of abundance. We'll soon study John chapter 10, and in John chapter 10, at the last part of the verse, Jesus said, "I have come that you may live life and live it to the full," or live it to the fullest. But if you look at some other translation, Jesus said, "I have come that you may have life, and you may have life more abundantly." You see, we serve a God of abundance. Abundance means lavishness. God is a God of lavish blessings for his followers. One more thing to think about as you study today is that Jesus represents the new wine. Superior to the old wine, Jesus uses later on the idea of wineskins, and we'll get more into that later. But thinking of new in 22, that God desires for us to be made new every day, Jesus makes our life now superior to our old life. The new is better than the old. Let's celebrate today God's abundance, His lavish blessings on us as we read today.